Shalom, אנחנו קוראים בספר
זוהר לעם. We are reading from Zohar to everyone.
Bereshit.
From Sifra de Tzniuta. You can download the book at cab.tv. You can ask questions there too.
Let's try and imagine that we're all together, equal. All of us subjugating ourselves towards the center of connection, that if this is what we do, then the Creator will reveal Himself in our connection with us.
Book of Zohar to everyone. Sifra de Tzniuta, chapter 3, item 36.
Tisha Amar David.
David said 9. From the verse, out of the strait I called upon the Lord. Through the verse, all nations surround me, to surround himself with them and protect himself. They correspond to the 9 corrections of Tikna Dezerantin. 1. Out of the strait I called upon the Lord. 2. The Lord answered me in the expanse. 3. The Lord is for me. I will not fear. 4. The Lord is for me as my helper. 5. It is good to take refuge in the Lord. 6. It is good to take refuge in the Lord. With the 3 times man that is written in them, implying 3 corrections, there are 9. These 9 corrections are, as it is written, and the earth put forth grass, herb yielding seed after its kind, and a fruit bearing tree with its seed within it after its kind. These 9 corrections of Tikna were uprooted from the complete name. From the 13 corrections of Tikna de Aichanpin, they came to Zeranpin and were replanted in the complete name, as it is written, and the Lord. These 9 corrections of Tikna were uprooted from the complete name. From the 13 corrections of Tikna de Aichanpin, they came to Zeranpin and were replanted in the complete name, as it is written, and the Lord God planted. The full name of Atik and of Zeranpin, in the upper one, in Aichanpin, there are all 13 corrections of Tikna. The lower one, Zeranpin, is seen in 9 corrections of Tikna, and 13 and 9 are 22, which are 22 letters that were engraved because of them. 37. For this reason, if he sees in a dream that he is holding in his hand the beard of an important man, he is complete with his master. His enemies will yield under him. It is even more so with the upper beard of Aichanpin, which illuminates to the lower beard of Zeranpin. Since the upper beard is called great in mercy, and in Zeranpin he is simply called mercy. When he needs the light, the upper, older one illuminates for him, and he too is called great in mercy. 38. And God said, let the waters teem with swarms of living creatures. Chet Yod Yod K. Since Chaya comprises the letters Chet Yod Yod K, Chet Yod is Yesod of Zeranpin, Yod K is Abba Ve'ima. Let the waters teem means that the light of one will expand in the other, that the light of Yud-Kei will spread in Chet-Yod, in Yesod de Zeranpin, and let the earth bring forth the living creature, the Nukva, and also the Nefesh of Adam HaRishon. Everything was teeming at the same time, good water of Kedusha and bad water of the Sitra Acha. And because he said, let the team, they were included in one another, and the upper animal emerged, the Nukva, as well as the lower animal, the Nefesh of Adam HaRishon, the good animal, the Nukva, and the bad animal, Lilith, since the living creature that creeps is Lilith. 39. Let the waters team. Teeming is translated as murmuring. When his lips murmur, when his lips move with words of prayer, impurity, and cleanliness of the mind in the water that cleanses and purifies the living soul is teeming. When a person wishes to establish a prayer to his master, his lips murmur in that manner from below upward, to raise the glory of his master to the place of the potion of the deep well of Bina. Then he goes to draw from that potion of the stream, Bina, from above downward to each and every degree, through the last degree, Malchut, to extend donations to all from above downward. Subsequently, he must make a connection through all, to unite all the degrees in Ein Sof, the connection of the aim of the faith, and all his wishes will be fulfilled, whether the wishes of the public or the wishes of an individual. 40. The prayer that one should ask of his master is set up in 9 manners. 1. In the order of the alphabet. 2. In mentioning the qualities of the Creator, merciful, gracious, and so forth. 3. In the honored names of the Creator, Ikye, Yudke, Yudke, Vav, El, Elohim, Havaya, hosts, Shaddai, and Adni. 4. In the 10th Firot, Chab, Chagat, Nehi. 5. In mentioning the righteous, the patriarchs, the prophets, and the kings. 6. In song and praise, in which there is true reception. 7. Above them, one who knows how to properly correct corrections for his master. 8. In knowing how to raise from below upward. 9. And there are those who know how to extend abundance from above downward. 41. In all those 9 manners of prayer, great intention is required. If not, it is written about him, they who despise me will be despised. With Amen, he should intend to include the 2 names Havaya Adni, which are 91 in Gematria, and Amen is also 91 in Gematria. And the name Havaya, Zeranpin, conceals its abundance and blessings in the treasure called Hall, which is Adni, Malchut. This is implied in the verse, and the Lord is in the hall of his holiness. All the earth is silent before him. It is also implied in what we learn. Man's abundance is in his home. It is so because man is 45 in Gematria. The name Havaya, filled with the letters Aleph, and abundance is in his home, is Adni, Malchut, as it is written, in all my house he is trusted, translates into, in all who are with me, in Malchut. 42. And if he aims properly in all of these 9 manners of prayer, it is a person who honors the name of his holy master. It is written about it, for I will honor those who honor me, and those who despise me will be despised. I will honor him in this world to keep and to do all his needs, and all the nations of the earth will see that the name of the Lord is called upon him and will fear him. In the next world, he will be rewarded with being pious in the realm of the pious, even though he did not read in the Torah sufficiently, but because he was rewarded with looking at knowing his master and aimed in it properly. 43. One who does not know how to unify the holy name and make the connection of faith to extend to the place that is needed and to honor the name of his master, it is better for him not to be born, especially if he does not intend in the Amen. For this reason, anyone who murmurs with his lips, with a clean heart, with cleaning waters, is written about him, and God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. For a man who knows how to unite the image and the likeness properly, where Zeranpin is Tzelem, image, and Nukva is the likeness, and they will rule over the fish of the sea. 44. And God said, let us make man. It is not right, the man, which would mean only Adam HaRishon, but simply man, to elicit and complement the man of above as well, which are Zon, who are called man, which now became Havaya, Elohim, in the complete name. It is so because when the lower Adam was completed, the upper Adam was completed, completed in male and female to complete everything. Havaya is the male, Zeranpin. Elohim is the female, Malchut. Havaya Elohim is the full name. The male, Zeranpin, expanded and was corrected in his corrections as Ima before the maid. In Ateret Yesod, where the Chasadim de Ima appear, because it is the middle line of Netzachot, the seven kings of Nekudim that have been cancelled existed here through Yesod de Zeranpin, the middle line. 45. The male is the right line. It is primarily Chasadim. Hence, the dinim of the male are strong in the Rosh, in Gar, since the Chochmah does not appear there and are mild in the end, in his Nehi, place of disclosure of Chasadim in Chochmah. The dinim of the Nukva are the opposite, for because she is the left line, Chochmah, without Chasadim. Dark and not illuminating. It follows that in her Rosh, where there is no disclosure of Chochmah, the dinim of the left are not as harsh. But in her Nehi, the place of disclosure of Chochmah, the left line, they are strong dinim. 15 harsh dinim of smoke are engraved in her bosom, in the Nehi of the Nukva. There are 3 times 5 gvurot in them, in Netzach, in Hod, and in Yesod, which are 15 gvurot. A small yod is inside of her, the lower Chochmah, called yod, because she is in Malchut, she is small. 46. Atik wished to see if the dinim de Nukva have been mitigated. If Adam and his wife clung to each other, and a serpent came over Eve with the seduction of the tree of knowledge. Thus, a nest of filth was established in the Nukva, and the evil section was made. As it is written, and she conceived and gave birth to Cain, which means kin, nest, and Mador, section of the evil spirits, and the storms, and harm doers. 47. He established Ktarim in this Adam, in the general and in the personal. And they were included in the personal and general, the thighs and the arms, right and left, the general and the personal in the arms, the personal and general in the thighs. The middle line is general because it includes both sides within it, right and left, Chochmah and Chasadim. It is man's body, Tiferet, which includes Chag. The two arms are the personal. In the thighs is the Yesod, general, and the thighs are the personal, since in the right there are only Chasadim, and in the left there is only illumination of Chochmah. General and personal mean that the general rules over the personal. Personal and general mean that the personal rules over the general. In the arms, the general, middle line, rules over the personal. This is why the Chochmah is covered there. In the thighs, the personal rules over the general, which is why the Chochmah appears there. 48. When a middle line divides at its sides to right and to left, male and female are established in Yod Kei Vav. Yod is right, male. He is left, female. And Vav is written about it. He created them, male and female, and he blessed them and called their name man. That is the form of Paltzuf of Adam sitting on the throne, the Nukva. And on the image of the throne was a likeness as the appearance of a man upon it from above. It follows that Vav includes male and female together, a man sitting on the throne.
Okay.
מה נעשה יש
מה עומד מאחורי המילה שהאדם צריך להגיד?
What stands behind the word that the person needs, or it's traditional to say, Amen? What's the actions here?
I don't know. The implementing is on you. You have to be as similar as you can to the light to resemble it, that along with the reading, it'll influence and bestow upon you.
אתה צריך להשתדל להיות בעיגול.
You have to try and be in a
וזה אתה דומה לאור.
By this you resemble
ואז האור שהוא
and then the light that is in the book, it'll shine on you and sanctify you. That's it. Except for that, don't ask me. I don't know what's written here.
So we always need to be in a circle when we're reading
the Zohar? Yeah, constantly we have to be in the circle all the time, but especially when we're reading, be in a circle.
And it says, regarding the author, what's the meaning?
למחבר להתקשר זה
to connect to the author means when you believe him, when you respect him, when you want to adhere to him, that everything he's saying is truth and you're taking it with an open heart, that everything he does is for you and you're appreciating it and you're willing to give everything that he gave everything for you, went through so much trouble for you. That's the connection with the author. Okay? That's it? Okay, so let's go. The main thing, again, we have to resemble the light. Try as much as we can, and all our forces come closer to the light, which means as circular as we can. Yes.
עמוד 202, פרק רביעי,
Chapter 4, Item 49.
Attic,
Keter, is covered and blocked. Zanpin is revealed and not revealed, and in him begins the disclosure. The disclosure is in Malchut. The revealed one, Zanpin, is written in letters, where the name Havaya is interpreted in letters, and its meaning is was, is, and will be, in which everything is revealed. The covered one, Atik, is blocked in the letters Ekye, future tense. It is not settled in its place, but in another place, because the upper and lower did not settle in him, for even the upper ones do not attain him. 50. And God said, let the earth bring forth the living creature after its kind, beast and creeping thing. Is it as written, man and beast, you preserve, O Lord. It follows that beast is included in man, as it is written, should a man offer from among you an offering to the Lord from the beast, it helps him, because the beast was included in man. 51. When Adam below went down in the upper form, in an image and a likeness, two spirits were on his two sides. This was because man consists of right and left. Right is the holy soul, left is the soul of a beast. Man is the middle line, uniting right and left, and then the illumination of the right spreads from above downward, and the illumination of the left only from below upward. From above downward is regarded as gar, neshama. From below upward is regarded as vak, the nefesh of an animal. It is called animal because there is illumination of chokmah in it, called light of chaya. When man sinned, the left expanded from above downward. This is the sin of the tree of knowledge, which drew illumination of the left, chokmah, from above downward. At that time, those who were without a body expanded, meaning that the force of Malchut of Midat HaDin appeared, because if he is not rewarded, it is bad, and spirits without bodies are extended from her. 52. Zeranpin is revealed and not revealed. When the right and left of Bina clung to each other, then like an animal that gives birth to many at once, 22 blocked letters were born. The whole of the lights of Zeranpin, right, and 22 revealed letters, which are all the lights of Nukva de Zeranpin. There are two letters, Yod, at the beginning and end of Yadni Adaya, the combination of Havaya Adni, which are Zon. Yod in the beginning is Yod de Havaya of Zeranpin. It is blocked, and no illumination of Chochmah appears in it. The Yod, the end of Adni, is revealed. The illumination of Chochmah appears in it, concealed and revealed, right and left were weighed in the climbing scales, where the pans of the scales climb and go up, climb and go down. This is the middle line that equalizes the two letters, right and left, so they weigh equally and unite with one another. Therefore, it could be said that the Chochmah appears through Zeranpin, the middle line, and it could be said that it was not revealed in it because it is the 22 blocked letters. However, in it begins the disclosure in the middle line, and the disclosure itself is in Malchut, in the 22 revealed letters. This is why it was said about it, revealed and not revealed. 53. Male and female emerge from Yod, Vav Dalet, of the filling of Vav, Yod Vav Dalet. Instead, it is Vav, male, Dalet, female, and not Vav Ke, as in the rest of the places. This is why Du means two in Hebrew, since Dalet Vav are male and female. Dalet Vav are two equal Ktarim, when the levels of the male and female are equal. Zeranpin close the right line of Bina. Chasadim and Anukva, the left line of Bina. Chochmah without Chasadim. But Chochmah cannot illuminate without Chasadim. So at that time, she is meager and poor. Hence, then she has the shape of a Dalet. Yod in itself is a male, and He is Nukva. He was initially Dalet, the Dalet in the filling. Yod Vav Dalet. When she was impregnated with a Vav inside of her, she became He, which is a Vav inside the Dalet. Afterward, she elicited and gave birth to Vav. This is the Yod Ke Vav in the name, and the Yod Vav Dalet appears in its appearance, which is the whole of the Yod Ke Vav. Initially, Yod was included with Vav Dalet, and then Dalet was impregnated with Vav and became He. Afterward, Vav begot outside, and when she elicited the Yod Vav Dalet, which is male and female, the He Vav Ima and Zeranpin, then Vav settled, she received Mochin and covers Ima, the He. 54. And the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were good. This is, as it is written, two men spying silently. What is the daughters of men? It is written, and then two women who were harlots came to the king. Because of them it is written, for they saw that the wisdom of God was in him to do justice. Then they, the harlots, came and not before. When the form of the unripe fruit dominates, which is to eat fruits before they are ripe, two were embracing above. When they went down, they inherited dust. They lost the good parts that was in them from the crown of Rachamim, and crowned themselves with the quality of grapes. The sons of God are Uzzah and Aziel, who fell from their sanctity, whose root is from the Achorayim of the inner Abba Ve'ima that illuminated in the Rosh of Zeranpin, the Nekudim. Through these Achorayim, Zat de Nekudim expanded from above downward and died. Afterward, they received a correction and fell once more by the sin of Adam HaRishon, and they became two klipot. Some of them were established by Joshua, and they are two silent spies. They are called spies because their root is from Achorayim de Abba Ve'ima, which are Nehi, called Raglaim, legs. Silent is the correction that they obtained by Joshua, which means extension of Chochmah from below upward, in a way that it is not heard below. This is a correction of the middle line that they received at that time. And then Rachav, the harlot, was also corrected. But before the flood, it is written about them, and the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were good, and took them wives from all that they chose, without any limits. They extended the Chochmah from above downward, as do the Klipot. And also, the daughters of men are Achorayim de Nukva, that fell down by the sin of the tree of knowledge. This is why they were named after Adam, men, after his sin. The right one received correction in the days of Joshua, but not completely. She is the harlot, Rachav. They both, the two harlot women, received correction in the days of Solomon. Both were in the left. One was the right of the left and was already corrected in the days of Joshua, and the other was the left of the left. Hence, a dispute occurred between them. For after the son of the left harlot died, since Chochmah was without chasadim, she wanted to rob the son of the right harlot, in whom there were also chasadim, because of her correction in the days of Joshua. She said to her, "No, but the dead is your son, and the living is my son." She said that her Chochmah, which extends from above downward, like the Klipot, is the light of life, since Chochmah is the light of life. And she denied that the absence of Chasadim would harm him and put him to death. And this is why Solomon said, "Cut the living child in two," because he knew that it was impossible that the left harlot would want to receive from the side of the chasadim of the child, which extends from the middle line that diminishes gar de chochmah. Therefore, it is necessary to cut the boy in two, so the right one will take the side of chasadim, and the left one would take the side of chochmah. This is why the left harlot promptly confessed that she had no wish for chasadim, that she does not wish to be diminished into vak de chochmah, and said, "Neither I nor you will have cut him." And even though the right harlot said, "Give her the living child," she said she did not want to receive. Then everything became clear. The right one, the corrected one, is his mother, and the left one is unfit to bear fruit until she surrenders to the middle line of Kedusha like the right one. By that, she received her correction from him. And this is why it is written, "For they saw that the wisdom of God was in him, as he corrected the Klipot and elicited from them illumination of Chochmah and connected it to Kedusha. And the sons of God saw the daughters of men that they were good." These are Uzzah and Aziel, who fornicated with the daughters of men to extend the Chochmah from above downward. This is why the daughters of men were called after the man, Adam, for his sin. It is written, "Two men spying silently." They received through Joshua a correction in silence to extend the Chochmah only from below downward, below upward, and it will not be heard below. And what has become of the daughters of men, it is written. Then two women who were harlots came to the king, whose correction was clarified in the verse, "Cut the living child." Because of them it is written, "They saw that the wisdom of God was in him. Through that scrutiny he brought the Chochmah out of the Klipah and connected it to the Kedusha. Then two women came, and not before, because they were not worthy of correction previously, not in the days of Joshua, and not prior to the flood." Because Uzzah and Aziel were holy angels, why did they err in connecting with the daughters of men to extend Chochmah from above downward, like the Klipot? However, it is under the dominion of the form of an unripe fruit. At that time, there was domination to eating fruits before they are ripe. This is the sin of Adam HaRishon, who ate it unripe. He should have waited until the end of correction, for then he would not have failed with extending the Chochmah from above downward. And the serpent misled him in that, and made him believe that it was possible to extend the end of correction immediately. Similarly, Uzzah and Aziel erred in the dominion of that force of the unripe fruit. Uzzah and Aziel were united with one another above because they were holy angels. This is why the text calls them the sons of God, because they descended to the world of Asiyah and extended the Chokhmah of above downward. They inherited dust like the serpent, who was told, "And dust you will eat all the days of your life." They lost a good part that was in them from the crown of Rachamim, the middle line, which includes Chokhmah and Chasadim, together. And they crowned themselves with the quality of grapes, the left line without right, the tree of knowledge, which was grapes. 55. And the Lord said to Moses, "Why are you crying out to me? It is precisely to me. Speak to the children of Israel that they will go. It is precisely that they will go. It depends on fortune, luck." He wanted to hear the Dikna, as it is written, "Do what is right in his eyes, listen to his commandments, and keep all his statutes. For I, the Lord, am your healer. To divide the sea, save Israel, and drown the Egyptians, the light of Chokhmah had to be revealed in 72 names, which is three lines implied in three verses, and went, and came, and pitched. It is written, 'Why are you crying out to me, to Zeranpin?' For they had to extend a great illumination of Chokhmah in the 72 names, which extends from the 13 corrections of Dikna. And it is written, 'Speak to the children of Israel that they will go.' Since Chokhmah appears only through the three lines, but by traveling to three places." 56. The matter depends on fortune. He wanted to honor the Dikna, for then illumination extended from the upper fortune, from the 8th correction of the 13 corrections of Dikna, called fortune. It is written, "And do what is right in his eyes." This is the left line, in which the Chokhmah, called his eyes, extends, and listens to his commandments, is the right line in which Chasadim are extended from Bina, who is called heirs, and keep all his statutes, is the middle line, which keeps the laws that the right will draw from above downward, and the left only from below upward. Thus far we must extend and unite the three lines in one another. For I, the Lord, am your healer, that my healing is drawn specifically by the unification of the three lines."
Everything okay? You can hold on to the kavana. If you can't, we don't need more than that. Just be concerned about that and only pray about that. That the Creator will help to be in the correct intention towards Him. Please.
Chapter 5, 57. There are 7 degrees that one emerges from the others. Yod Vav Dalet, K Vav K, and K. Yod elicited Vav Dalet in the filling. Yod Vav Dalet. Dalet was impregnated with Vav and became He, which then becomes Yod K Vav Yod. These are 4 degrees, Yod Vav Dalet K. Next, K delivered Vav, the 5th degree. Vav, Zeranpin, elicited K from inside in Atzilut, who is the Nukva, and the 6th degree, and elicited that Vav, Dalet Vav. The souls of Adam and Eve outside of Atzilut, the 7th degree, and hid the male and female of man, Dalet Vav, outside of Atzilut. That is, he hid his face from them, because they sinned in the tree of knowledge. 58. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. In the beginning, Bereshit, is a complete degree. Created is half a saying, half a degree, since Bereshit is Chokhmah Stima de Arechanpin. Created is half the degree, Bina and Tum, that came out of Chokhmah Stima into a degree below it, and 3 sowings were sown in her. They are father and son, and due to the exit, Chokhmah, Stima, and Bina became 2 degrees that emerged from one another, father and son. Chokhmah, Stima is the father, and Bina is the son. Chokhmah, Stima is blocked, Bina is revealed, Chochma Stima is the upper Eden, which is blocked and concealed, and Bina is the lower Eden, which goes out on its journeys in three places, Holam, Shuruk, and Chirik. Then Havaya, Yutke, appears, a saying and half a saying, through the journeying. God created the, which is written after in the beginning, God created, means Adni, Ekye, It, the is Malchut, Adni, Elohim is Bina, who returned to the Rosh and became a complete degree, Naranchai, in five letters, Elohim is called Ikye. Right and left participated together, and they are the heaven, Tiferet, who comprises Chasadim and Gvorot, right and left. The heaven and the earth, and the is Nehi, as it is written, and a glory, Tiferet, and a eternity, Netzach, and a majesty, Chod, for all that is in the heaven and in the earth. The heaven, Tiferet, and Netzach, Chod, were participated together, for all is Chod. These Nahi are called the small Zeranpin from the Chazeh and below. The earth is the last Malchut, as it is written, how mighty is your name in all the earth. And also, the whole earth is full of his glory, where earth, Eretz, is Malchut. In the beginning is Chochmah Stima. Created is Bina that came out of Chochmah Stima and was sown in three sowings, Holam, Shuruk, Hirik. God, Elohim, is Bina after she returned to Chochmah and was completed in five lights, Naranchai. The is the big Nukva from Chazeh de Zeranpin and above. Heaven is Zeranpin. The is Nehi de Zeranpin, called a small Zeranpin. Earth is Malchut. 559. Let there be a firmament in the midst of the water, and let it divide between water and water. It divides between the holy Ziranpin and the holy of holies, Arechanpin and Abavima. It is so because a firmament is the Masach of Tzimtzum Bet, which stands at the Chazeh der Arechanpin, from which down begins Ziranpin. It follows that the firmament divides between Atik, who is Arechanpin, and Ziranpin, who was separated from Arechanpin by the firmament and clings. He was not actually separated with a mouth, speaking greatness, meaning peh, Arechanpin, where the tongue, is found. Ziranpin, who rose to the Rosh, and decides there between Chochmah and Bina, and unites them together. Thus, although Ziranpin was separated from Arechanpin through his Masach de Chazeh, which is called a firmament, he still rose and clung once more to the Rosh as Dat. 60. Ziranpin was detached from the Gar and was crowned in small Ketarim, in Vak de Gar, in five kinds of living water, in Chagat Nehi de Ima, which are 500 years, called living water, or life, as it is written, and will place on it living water, Chesed. He is the living God, and the everlasting King, Gvura. I shall walk before the Lord in the lands of the living, Netzach, and the land and the soul of my Lord shall be bound in the bundle of life, Chod, and the tree of life in the midst of the garden, Tiferet, Yud Kei Chub, Yud Vav Dalet Kei Aleph, Chub, the Zeranpin, himself, Havaya, filled with the letters Aleph, Ikye, Keter. They are the difference between water and water, the upper water above the firmament, Yod K, Yod Vav Dalet, K Aleph, and Ikye, is complete. And the lower water, below the firmament, is incomplete water. Above the firmament, they are complete, Rachamim. Below the firmament, they are complete. They are incomplete, Rachamim. 61. And the Lord said, my spirit shall not abide in man forever, for he, too, is flesh. And the Lord said, is when he settled and clothed in Zeranpin, from here comes a word in the name of its sayer, since the blocked attic, who is Arechanpin, said, my spirit shall not abide in the upper man, Zeranpin, because in the wind, Ruach, that blows out of the two holes of Chotem Arechanpin, he draws life meaning light of Chochmah, to the lower ones. For this reason, Zeranpin too does not extend life to the lower man forever. The owner of the saying, Arichanpin, speaks of the upper man, Zeranpin. And once Arichanpin dresses in Zeranpin, to this small extent, he says it in relation to the lower man. 62. It is written, and his days were 120 years. Yud, Vav, Dalit is Chochmah, and life. Also, there are the letters Yud, Vav, Dalit in the two holes of the Chotim, since the partition between the two holes is Vav. The right hole is Yud, and the left hole is Dalit. Yod Vav Dalet is complete and incomplete. In herself, without the filling, Vav Dalet, she is complete with 10 Svirot. But with respect to the filling of Vav Dalet, the Nukva of the Yod, she is incomplete. Hence, Yod herself is 100. 10 Svirot, each of which comprises 10, thus 100. The two letters Vav Dalet that are incomplete are 2 times 10, which together are 120 years. Yod, in herself, as she appears in Zeranpin, spreads to 10,000 years, since the whole of the Sphira, Chochmah, spreads into 1,000. From here comes the verse, you laid your hand on me. His level diminished to 100 cubits, because he received the light of life from Yod Vav Dalet, which is complete and incomplete, since Vav Dalet that are incomplete are connected to Yod Vav Dalet. 63. The fallen ones were the earth in those days. It is as is written, and from there it parted and became 4 heads. From the place where the garden parted, Malchut De'atzilut. It is called fallen, meaning in all three worlds, Bia, for all who fell there from the degrees of Atzilut are called fallen. It is written, and from there it parted, meaning that from there down it will part from Atzilut. For this reason, Uzza and Aziel and the daughters of men who were from the degrees of Atzilut and fell below Malchut De'atzilut are called fallen. The fallen ones were in the earth in those days, and not later, till Joshua came and the sons of God were concealed. These are the 2 silent spies, of whom it is written, and the woman took the 2 men and hid them. 64. Until Solomon came and the daughters of men were included in Kedushah, as it is written, I got me men singers and women singers and the delights, the sons of men. It is written, Tanugot, delights, in feminine form, and not Tanugim, also delights, in male form, which is masculine form, because they were the daughters of men, the 2 harlots. The sons of men are the sons of men who were cast from other spirits in Atzilut and were not included in the upper Chochmah. As it is written, and the Lord gave Solomon wisdom, Chochmah. It is also written, and he was wiser than all men, because he corrected the people spoken of here, who were not included in Adam de Kedusha. 65. And the Lord gave Solomon wisdom. He gave him the upper 5, Bina, that returned to being Chochmah. But not actually Chochmah, because Chochmah Stima was blocked and does not illuminate. Although Chochmah that illuminates is only from Bina, that returned to being Chochmah. And he was wiser than all men, because from Bina he was made wiser below. It is written, they are the mighty ones who are from the world, men of the name. From the world means the upper world, Atzilut, from which they fell. Men of the name who behave in the holy name, Malchut, who is called name. They who are not holy behaved in it, meaning the fallen ones behaved in it, extending from their Chochmah from above downward, which is not holy because it is forbidden to do so, but they did behave only in the name, in Malchut. It is written, men of the name, and not men of the Lord, Havaya, Zeranpin, since it is diminution, and not diminution, because it diminishes from the name Havaya, and is not diminution, because it is Malchut, who is called name. It could not be written otherwise. Simply, men of the name were no longer regarded as man. As it is written, man abides not in honor. Man in honor, the king's honor, that of Malchut, and she is the honor of Zeranpin. Thus a man who behaved in the name Malchut, let him not abide when he is without Ruach. 66. 13 kings of war are 13 corrections of Dikna de Arichanpin. In 7, the 13 receive from the 7 corrections of Galgalta de Arichanpin. 7 kings are 7 corrections of Galgalta de Zeranpin. When their illumination spreads in the earth, in Malchut, they are seen winning wars. When the illumination of Chochmah and the 7 corrections of Galgalta, which surrenders the enemies, the Klipot does not appear in their place, but in Malchut. In a triumph over the enemies, the Kedusha is seen in her. 9 climb up the degrees and run as they wish. These are the 9 corrections of Dikna de Zeranpin, that climb and run up the stairs, first Vak de Nefesh, then Gar de Nefesh, then Vak de Ruach, and then Gar de Ruach, and so forth, as has already been explained. And there is no one to protest against them. 5 kings stand in fright, unable to resist the 4. 5 kings are the 5 letters of Elohim. 4 kings are 4 letters Havayah. At the time, when the point of Shuruk comes out in Ima, the letters Ele rise and connect to the letters Mi that remained in the degree, and the five letters Elohim reunite in Ima. A blockade was made where, due to the lack of Chassidim, Chochmah does not illuminate as well. The 5 kings stand in fright because they cannot illuminate. At that time, Zeranpin rises as the point of Hirik and diminishes the left, by which he unites the right and the left in 3 lines, come out in Ima, Chabad, the 4 letters, Havaya. It is so because the 2 lines, right and left, are Yudke and Zeranpin. The middle line that unites them is Vavke, Chasadim and Gvurot in Dat. The Chasadim are Vav and the Gvurot are Hey. They were unable to resist the 4 means that the 5 letters Elohim in the left line of Bina could not resist the decision in the middle line before the 4 letters Havaya. The middle line diminished the left line from Gar de Gar and united them in 4 letters Havaya, which is the correction of Chabad. 67. After the clarification that the 4 letters Havaya defeated the 5 letters Elohim, because a correction of lines was established in Bina and Chabad, and the 4 letters Havaya, 4 kings emerged and were born toward the 4 kings. And the 4 kings in Zeranpin, Chagat, emerged and are emanated from the 4 kings in Chabad, in Bina. Since out of 3 emerges one is rewarded with 3 of them. Chagdam in Zeranpin hang on Chabad in Bina like grapes in a bunch, since from them they emerged and from them they exist. 7 runners are included in them. 7 Sfirot Chagat Nehim in the general Malchut. When the Chochmah appears in her, they run and hurry. As it is written, and the animals were running and returning. They are included in the 4 kings Chagdam. They testify a testimony when they are not in their place, because they discover illumination of Chochmah called testimony. They must come down from their place, because Malchut does not receive Chochmah, except when she is included in Malchut, above the Chazeh, where she is a 4th to Chagat and is included in them. But there the Chochmah does not appear in her due to lack of Chassidim. Rather, after she comes down from there to below Chazeh de Zeranpin and becomes 7th, she testifies a testimony that the Chochmah appears in her. Thus, she testifies a testimony, only not in her place, and her own place she cannot testify. The tree that perfumes Yesod de Zeranpin, that gives Chassidim to Malchut, And Chochmah is perfumed with chasadim, sits in the seven sfirot of Malchut. Branches stretch out from him, which are chasadim, where birds nest and grip, meaning degrees of Chochmah that clothe in her chasadim, in his chasadim. Under Yisod de Zeranpin, the animal Malchut, who governs the tree, takes cover in his shade. There are two ways in it, the tree of knowledge of good and evil. If he is rewarded, it is good. If he is not rewarded, it is bad. If he is rewarded, the good rules, and he walks in seven pillars. Chagat Nehim de Nukva. Illumination of chasadim that surround the tree of knowledge and govern it.
Nehim.
He is rewarded with four animals, lion, ox, vulture, and man. Nehim, the lower Merkava, which roll in four directions. This is the disclosure of illumination of Chochmah. Netzachot are south and north. In Sodan Malchut are east and west. The illumination of Chochmah appears only as they roll.
68.
A serpent that runs in 370 leaps over the mountains, jumps on the hills, its tail in its mouth. It punctures on two sides with its teeth. When it journeys, it stops, and its body divides to three sides. The left, in itself, the light of Chochmah, in relation to itself, is called a serpent. The light of Chochmah is called games. The Creator is playing with the righteous in the Garden of Eden. A serpent that runs in 370 leaps is the left line, called serpent, which reveals Chochmah, called 370, and playing. Running is as it is written, and animals ran and returned. In leaps means, as is written, leaps over the mountains, jumps on the hills. Mountains are Chagat, where the Chasadim are covered, and there is no place for disclosure of Chochmah. Hence, the Chochmah leaps over them so as to not illuminate in them. It jumps and illuminates on the hills, Nehi, in which the Chochmah appears. Its tail is in its mouth, in its teeth, is its dinim. Initially, they were at its end. They were corrected into being a head in its mouth, in its teeth. It is punctured into two prinot, dinim de manula, which are corrected at the gar of the degree where there is the root of the scales, and dinim de masach de herik, in the middle line, where the scales are standing. Were it not for these two forces that diminish it, it would not yield into uniting with the right line. And the illumination of Chochmah does not appear solely in the left line, due to lack of chasadim, but by combining the three lines together. If even one line from them were missing, the Chochmah would not illuminate. It is so because if the right line were absent, the left would not illuminate for lack of chasadim. If the middle line were missing, the left would not unite with the right to receive chasadim from it. The serpent, the left line, stopped and divided into three directions, three lines. It is so because the Chochmah in it does not illuminate from its own body alone, from the left line by itself, but by connecting the three lines together. It is considered that its body divided between the three lines, where each carries a part of the disclosure of its body. And when they are joined together, it appears. It is written, and Enoch walked with God, and he was gone because God took him. It is also written, teach. Chanoch means both teach and Enoch, the boy by his way. It is that certain boy, Angel Matat. Enoch became the boy Matat. God means Malchut, and not the Lord, Zeranpin, since he became a servant of Malchut, and he was gone, means he was not in the name Chanoch, because God took him to be called Angel of God. 70. There are three courthouses, three sowings in Holam Shuruk Hirik, three kinds of din, and the three lines are four, because the middle line includes two dinim in the Holam and in the Shuruk. There are four courthouses, because in the Holam there are dinim de Nukva, Malchut that rose to Bina, and in the Shuruk there are Dinim de Techura, the blocking of Chasadim. Both are present in the middle line, which includes them. There are four courthouses above in Abba Ve'ima in Ziranpin. In the four Mochin Chug, there are four courthouses below in Yeshut in Ziranpin. Although there are only three Mochin there, Chub and Dat, the Dat still includes the two kinds of Dinim in Chub. It is written, "You shall do no wrong in judgment, measurement, weight, or quantity." Judgment is the right line, measurement is the left line. Weight is the middle line, and quantity is malchut. A harsh din is dinim de shuruk, a din that is not harsh in dinim de holam. A din in weight is when the two dinim are included in the middle line, equal in one connection. This is in Yeshut de Zeranpin, which are regarded as only three mochin chabad. Din that is not of equal weight is the two dinim in the middle line that are not equal, and each is distinguished separately. This is in Abba Ve'ima in Ziranpin, since they are regarded as four mochin chub chug. The mild din has no din, or din that is not harsh. It is the left line of the nukva, in which there is no harsh din of the left of Ziranpin, and no din that is not harsh from Ziranpin, for it is left and not right. 71. And it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth. Men began to multiply is, as it is written, for he too is flesh, for he too has the letters of Moses in Hebrew, Shin Mem and Bet Gimel, which are the letters K. This is why it is written men, implying the upper Adam, Moses, and Merkavah for Ziranpin. It is also written on the face of the earth, although the degree of Moses is above in Ziranpin, in heaven, it is written, and Moses did not know that the skin of his face beamed. Skinned is Malchut, beamed is the name of the Malchut that clothes Bina above, and Moses did not know that his Malchut, the upper Malchut, is attached to Bina. 72. The skin of his face beamed, as it is written, and Samuel took the horn of oil, since anointing kings is with a horn. It is the tenth of the king, Malchut, the tenth Svirah of Ziranpin. It comes from the Yovel, Jubilee, from Ima. The horn, Malchut, was crowned in Yovel. The tenth was crowned in Ima, Bina, which clothes her and becomes like Bina. It is called horn because Malchut takes from Bina, with Yovel, a horn and a wind in it. So the spirit of Bina will return to her, her mochin. 73. The horn is of Yovel, of Ima, the first hay of Havaya, which blows the spirit of life to all, and all return to their places. As it is written, Aha, Lord God, Adni Elohim. Havaya, punctuated as Elohim, is Bina. Adni is Malchut, when the first hay is seen to the bottom hay. Bina to Malchut. When they are clothed in one another, it is called by the full name Adni Elohim. When in the future, end of correction, this clothing will be permanent. It is written, and the Lord alone shall be exalted in that day. Thus far, the chasteness of the king has been blocked and crowned, meaning the book of chasteness, happiness. Happy is one who has entered in wisdom and has emerged, who knows her paths and her ways.
Anything to add?
Ine matovo manavim shevet achi yachat. Ine matovo manavim shevet achi gam yachat. Ine matovo שבת אחים גם יחד הנה מה טוב שבת אחים גם יחד הנה מה טוב מה נעים שבת אחים גם יחד הנה מה טוב מה נעים שבת אחים גם יחד הנה מה טוב שבת אחים גם יחד הנה מה טוב שבת אחים גם יחד